Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. I'm recording this in late August 2018, and everybody knows, if you've been following the news at all, about all of the stuff that's been happening with President Donald Trump. And on August 19th, an easy day for me to remember because it's my wedding anniversary, something incredible happened. In fact, somebody sent me an email today with a clip from an article about how a pastor prophesied about something that's happening with the president, and they wanted me to hear about it. Well, the interesting thing is that my wife had alerted me to it. We had reported it on Charisma News, and I wanted to share with you about it because it's so timely and so hot. And what that is that Pastor John Kilpatrick from the Church of His Presence in Alabama, who I've known for many years, and he's best known as the pastor at Brownsville Assembly of God in Pensacola, where they had that tremendous revival that happened from 1995. In fact, it started on Father's Day. Evangelist Steve Hill had been invited to speak one time, and revival broke out, and the services continued for 5 years. More than 4 million people, including me and my wife, made our way to Pensacola to see what was happening and also to experience what was happening. I mean, it was a powerful move of God. So in the early 2000s, John Kilpatrick started a church in Alabama. It's grown, and they live streamed their services, and he live streamed this message, and he was preaching on the spirit of Jezebel and how the spirit of Jezebel is an actual spirit. It wasn't just a queen named Jezebel in the Old Testament, but it was a spirit in the book of Revelation. And then all of a sudden, he started prophesying. And it was an incredible prophecy because he said that the spirit of Jezebel was being unleashed and we should pray for our president. And they started praying in tongues. And it was a powerful prayer, especially if you're a charismatic or Pentecostal. If you're not, it seems a little odd. What happened was that this clip went viral. More than a million people have seen it, if I'm understanding the statistics correctly, and media around the world have reported on it. I personally looked up some of the articles and read them, from Time Magazine's online news to The Guardian newspaper in the United Kingdom, and I could go on and on. So I called Pastor Kilpatrick and told him that I needed to get this information, and you're about to hear my interview with Pastor John Kilpatrick from the Church of His Presence in Alabama. Pastor Kilpatrick, you preached a sermon recently that went viral, and it was about President Trump and what's happening in our country. So tell me what you see happening in the spiritual realm in our country right now.
Well, I think, first of all, this is a spirit of witchcraft that's coming against the president. It's definitely a Jezebel spirit. And just like the Holy Spirit has many different titles, you know, a spirit of truth, the spirit of prophecy, and things like that. In accordance with Satan and an evil spirit, Jezebel spirit fits right in there with the satanic spirit. And it's intelligence. You know, Jezebel has long been dead. And whenever Jezebel was pushed off the balcony and the dogs came and devoured most of her body, they only had the skull and the palms and her feet to bury. But in Jesus, in the book of Revelation, he goes all the way over to the book of Revelation, and he's speaking in red in that last chapter of the New Testament. And he's still talking about Jezebel, and Jezebel's been dead for hundreds of years. And it's the spirit that is still pervasive in that time. And he was talking to the leaders of the churches of Asia, and he said, "You have tolerated Jezebel." That spirit is still alive today because it's a spirit that tries to come against the prophetic. She fights the prophetic as she did Elijah, but that spirit withstands and comes against in a major way anybody that tries to stand up for principles and the word of God. And that's what we see happening in Washington. This is not just a political battle. Although it is political in nature somewhat, this has exceeded the political months and months ago. This is a battle for the soul of this nation.
And in that sermon that I listened to that went viral, in fact, someone told me that there's been more than 1 million people that have viewed it. You talked about witchcraft, and of course, President Trump uses the term witch hunt having to do with the Mueller investigation. Talk to us about what this is about witchcraft, because apparently you've stirred up a lot of witches online as well.
It has. Yeah, I don't think it's a particular witch that's coming against the president. I don't see that. I mean, he calls it a witch hunt, but I think he's talking about them searching and trying to create something to come against him. He calls it a witch hunt, but I don't see it like that. I see it as a spirit of witchcraft. It's a strong spirit of witchcraft, and it's coming against the president. And this spirit is intent on not stopping until it unseats him and even stops many of the things that the president has tried to do. If this spirit is successful, it will reverse the decision on Jerusalem. If this spirit is successful, it will stop the Supreme Court nominee. The Democrats will rise up and oppose it and stop Kavanaugh any way they possibly can. This is a spirit that will come against the church in ways that we can't begin to imagine in previous administrations. This is a spirit that is hell-bent on reversing anything that the president has done to help the church and to help this nation be great again. The devil and the spirit of this witchcraft is out to destroy this nation. I don't really think that the church really has a full perspective yet. I don't think they have really comprehended yet that this is a battle for this nation, and this nation is in the crosshairs of the spirit, and it will stop short of nothing to bring America down and to destroy this nation. Our nation is hanging in the balances. And if the church doesn't rise up, and if they don't become bold, one of the reasons why you don't see much boldness today is because when the Holy Spirit was poured out in the book of Acts, one of the words that was always associated with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was boldness. Today, the Holy Spirit has been almost sanitized from many of our churches. And you don't see boldness among our ministries and many of our churches anymore because we have almost sanitized our churches of any moving of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And if ever we need a powerful church on the face of the earth, it's right now. It's today. We must be filled afresh with the Holy Spirit. We must get a fresh anointing, and we must take our stand. Time is running out.
And so you issue a call to the body of Christ, but how does this manifest itself? How does the church rise up, and how do individual people know what they can do themselves?
I think one of the things that's happening is I think the church has fell into a ditch. We fell into the ditch along with the pundits on television and the political pundits and others. We fell into this trap of talking about what's going on, but we're not praying about what's going on. Everybody's talking. Everybody's talking. Everybody's discussing. Everybody's talking about all the nuances of what he's doing now and what he said now. Even Christians are caught up in that. They're talking about it. It is the buzz. Every day there's something new to talk about. But what God spoke to my heart was when I was preaching this message about breaking free of containment, what the Holy Spirit spoke to me was, he said, tell the church, stop talking about this. Start seeking my face. All down through the Old Testament and the New Testament, when crises would arise, the Lord would always tell his people there would always be a leader somewhere, a deliverer somewhere, that would rally Israel in the Old Testament and rally the saints in the New Testament and say, we're going to call a prayer meeting. We're going to go to God, and we're going to ask God about this. Lord, show us how to pray. Give us the intelligence. How do we need to pray to defeat this thing? So it's not time to discuss right now. We have discussed this thing until it's almost wore this nation out. It's time for the church to rise up and begin to pray. Because like I said, it's almost like some kind of a trance of some kind of spell upon not only saint, but sinner. And people are just in a stupor almost. It's like things are happening so quickly, we don't even have time to digest it before something else is happening. And we're going to have to learn to pray and seek the face of God. That's exactly where we are right now.
Why do you think this has resonated so much that it's basically gone viral and you've gotten all these calls from the press and other things? What's made this different? Because other people have issued calls for prayer as well.
Well, I didn't even have a hand in this at all. It was an Alabama network, intercessory network, that picked it up, saw my message online, and they just picked up an excerpt from it online. and they were just going to let their intercessors hear from my own mouth a call to pray for the president. Well, whenever they picked that up out of our archives and they sent it to their intercessors, somebody got a hold of it, and it took off. It just like a wildfire. And they've already had over a million hits, and I mean it's gone international. And we had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it. And evidently, it seemed like that the Holy Spirit saw what happened that day. He heard me praying and heard our church interceding for the president. I believe that the Holy Spirit saw that and said, we've got to get this message out to the church, because this was just home cooking from a pastor giving it to his people on Sunday morning, you know, just home cooking, just preaching an average message, you know, and I call the people to prayer at the end. But somehow it must have resonated in such a way that the Holy Spirit wanted this thing out. So with me not having a hand in it and my media department not having a finger in it whatsoever, it went viral. So it's like a platform right now that the Lord has given us, and I take that very seriously. It's not a word of condemnation. It's not a word of judgment. It's a word, a now word, calling this nation to prayer. And I just have to believe that it's something that the Holy Spirit is behind.
Wasn't that inspiring to hear from Pastor John Kilpatrick? It's just amazing that they only put it up on live stream and somebody picked it up and it went viral. And it really seemed to touch a need. In fact, I'll just tell you that just as my new book called Trump Aftershock went to press, I added a page or two about what you just heard. In fact, the interview you just heard was kind of the basis for what I ended up putting in the book. By the way, the book will be out on Election Day, and I was having to finalize it for the editors. It actually will go to press a few days from now. But I just thought it was incredible timing that this word, because really it's a spiritual warfare. You know, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not the left versus the right, the Democrats versus the Republicans. This is really spiritual wickedness. It's light versus darkness. And so we have to take care of this in the spiritual, invisible realm. And we who are empowered by the Spirit of God, who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, our eyes are opened spiritually, and we have power through the Holy Spirit to bring down the principalities and powers. And I just encourage my listeners to take seriously what you heard from Pastor Kilpatrick. I encourage you to go on YouTube and look for it, or to go to his church ministry site, where, of course, you can watch it as well. There have been a number of things written about it if you're interested in doing more research. And of course, when the time comes, I hope you'll want to read my book, which is really a follow-up to my book, God and Donald Trump, which did very well, and it basically said that God raised up this unlikely person who does a lot of things that we don't even necessarily approve of, just as he raised up Cyrus in the Old Testament, and just as he has raised up others throughout history. And I tried to make the argument for the reader, and it was just been interesting to me that even in the secular settings, that people have not really pushed back on that. They may not believe it. They may want to kind of sidestep it. But I haven't gotten a lot of negative pushback. The new book says that if Trump's election was an earthquake, that there have been many aftershocks. And there's been sort of a seismic shift with a lot of the things that even that Pastor Kilpatrick was talking about, the embassy in Jerusalem and so on and so forth. So I think it's an interesting book. I obviously have put a lot of time and effort into it. And because of my interview with Pastor Kilpatrick, I just thought that you would find it very, very interesting. So we're getting close to the end of my podcast, and I hope that you will give me feedback. Now, this is something that's a little bit new to me. You know, we record these podcasts. It's not like you can call in live, but I am giving you my official email address. It is in Charisma Magazine, and it's my name. It's steve.strang@charismamedia.com, and Charisma Media is spelled as one word. And also, if you believe in the kind of Christian journalism that we do, and to realize that we get very, very little income from the sponsors that we have on the podcast, that it would really help us to cover these costs if you would contribute to the new charismamediapartners.com. If you go to the website, it kind of explains everything, even explaining things that I have talked about here. And I hope that you will respond, and I hope you'll go to charismanews.com, our website. I hope you will download the Charisma News app, which is both for Samsung and iPhone. It's free, and it's the way I actually look at our news every day as well, and it's very professional and very easy. Also, if you don't subscribe to Charisma Magazine, I'd like to make an offer. In fact, if you will email me and tell me you're interested in Charisma Magazine, I will send you a free one-year subscription just as a thank you. You'll have to send your name and address and zip code, of course. And just let me know that you did hear it here in the podcast, and I will just forward it right over to the circulation department, and they'll take care of everything else. So thank you for listening to the Strang Report. I hope that you will also take time to encourage your friends, to send them the link or to say something to someone. We're trying to build our listenership. We're trying to build the network of people who we touch, so that we can get the word out about what God is doing in our day. And so thank you for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.